take. Well, surprise of all surprises, Doug Clifford from Creedence Clearwater Revival is on the other end of the line with me. How you doing?
Doing great.
Long time no see or hear, as a matter of fact. How have you been?
Oh, I've been doing really, really well. Been doing obviously many things since the Creedence disbanded, and there's a new live album out that brought us together here, and I'm very excited about it.
Now, tell me how that album came about, because I looked on the back cover, and there's really no mention of any of the members of the band being involved in the project.
Well, actually, it wasn't intended to be an album. It was the Royal Albert Hall in London concert in 1970, and it was a video. We filmed the concert, and the album that is out now, the live album of that concert, was in fact the soundtrack for the video.
Mm-hmm. And so it was never intended to be released as an album?
No, it wasn't.
Well, how did it wind up being put out?
Well, Fantasy Records put it out without any of our knowledge. I was sort of taken aback, and when I heard it, I was taken aback even more because I did not expect it to be of the quality that it is.
It is real fine.
I'm real, real pleased with it, and it to me, it really captures the essence of what Creedence used to do live.
Have you gotten in contact with the people that did put it together?
Not really. It was, as I say, done in England by an English film crew, and it laid around in the archives. And the fellow who remixed it at Fantasy, he's a new guy there. Mm-hmm. I don't really get to the record company that often, and I've yet to really meet him in person. I thanked him on the phone, though.
It's real funny. You go back and you listen to the music that was being made back in the late 70s, which was, of course, the heyday of Creedence Clearwater Revival. Anybody that was around back then knows that there wasn't a week that went by when Creedence wasn't somewhere in the top 10, top 20, somewhere like that. What do you think is the reason why the music of Creedence stands up so well today?
Well, I think it's a basic music, and it stays very close to the basic roots of rock and roll music, and it has survived the test of time. And now, some 10 years after the band has disbanded, that cycle is coming back again, going back to the roots, getting away from the disco monotony and back to your basic roots music.
It's. God, it is real nice. It must be gratifying to you to be able to still have people, you know, listening to your stuff. I mean, because when you think of everything that's been put out, you know, it's not that often that it really does happen.
Well, that's really true, and it is really enlightening, and really just gives me a glow all over to know that I can hit an AM station, an FM station, and hear our music still being played, and having people actually calling in, requesting it, and having now a whole new audience of some, you know, there's 10 years that have gone by, and there's a lot of younger kids who have, you know, grown up, and they're getting into the music now, just really now sort of really becoming aware of it.
Yeah. So what are you going to do, getting off the track a little bit here, what are you going to do with the, is the video going to come out?
Well, I'm working on that, David, very hard. I'm doing everything I possibly can to have Fantasy Records put it on national television. I don't really want to just get on a cable TV thing because I know I don't have cable up where I am.
Yeah.
I'd like for a lot of people to be able to see us do a live concert. The people that were around then who never got to see us, and the people that, as I say, the younger people coming up who will never really be able to see us play together as a quartet, except for maybe on this video.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the footage?
Oh, yes. The footage, in my opinion, is the best thing we ever did on film. We did a lot of television back in those days, and I'm really just very proud of it. This is very natural. It's just doing what we did. No frills, no, slick presentations, segues in and out of our personal lives. It's just a kick-butt concert right there, and the Beatles territory. Paul McCartney and George Harrison were in the audience, and quite frankly, that's why I was just really inspired that night.
Really, that'll do it.
Every time.
So, how long did a set by Creedence used to last back then?
Well, on an average, between 45 and 50 minutes, and we were pretty precise with our show. I would have liked to have done a little bit more stretching out and in certain numbers, but I can't really knock the success of it. But there were times when I would have liked to have seen us throw in a couple of extra tunes right off the wall, just to keep us on our toes, just to surprise ourselves. But when you play in front of an audience, it gives you the kind of response that we got from audiences. I wish we could have done it forever, because the feeling is marvelous.
Have you stayed in contact with the rest of the members of the band? Do you all more or less communicate with one another every once in a while still?
Yeah, everybody pretty much except for John. John really doesn't communicate with any of us, really, including his own brother. They see each other as family every once in a while, at Christmas. It's one of those. Really, in that respect, I feel very bad that it has to be that way. But Tom Fogarty and Stu Cook and myself are all the very best of friends. And in fact, Tom got remarried about 5 weeks ago, and I was the best man at his wedding. We were all there.
Oh, that's great.
And we all played together as a quartet, including John, and he was smiling and having a pretty good time. But so that's all there is to it. So who knows? I don't want to get my hopes up about a revival of the revival.
Is John bitter about the music industry, or?
He's bitter. Yes, he's bitter, and I don't understand all of his bitterness. He's bitter at us. He's bitter at the record industry, and it was just sort of an unsettling thing. He was a musical genius and a musical leader of our band. He also took on the job of being our manager, and as a result of not being a businessman, we got burned contractually.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the type of guy that doesn't like to admit that he makes a mistake, and so that just sits inside of him and sort of burns, and as a result, the overall experience really sort of overwhelmed him, and it's really too bad, because I love the guy, and he's just an immense talent. And I just sit around and play to tape machines doing a one-man band thing for some 9 years after the band is broken up. I'd like to see him, if he can't get together with us, get out there with some live musicians and treat the people to John Fogarty's special music.
Yeah, well, times do change, people go through different things, so you never know. He's probably got to work something out. And
well, they got Brian Wilson out of a sandbox in
really?
The living room. So
that's encouraging.
Yeah.
But let me see. He did the that Blue Ridge Rangers thing, which you say was just actually all him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he put out a couple other solo albums under his own name.
Right.
And that's really been and. They were all excellent albums, and they never really got the recognition that the earlier stuff had gotten.
Well, I think the reason for that is, I've obviously heard everything. There wasn't quite the diversity. When it's just all one person, it's all one idea.
Yeah.
What we had is just sort of a magic blend chemistry between the four of us. We grew up playing music together, and we knew how each other worked, and it was a labor of love. We loved the music, and we loved each other like brothers, and that's, I think, was the real key and the difference between his solo efforts and Creedence Clearwater Revival.
So what would Tom and Stu be doing these days?
Well, Tom has just gotten remarried, and he's very happy, and he's getting back into the studio. In fact, I talked to him last night, and I said, heck, you're going in to cut some tracks. I'm going to be playing on some, and Stu's going to be playing on some.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what we ought to do, since John doesn't want to actually get out and play, as the three of us ought to put together the section and look for a keyboard player and a guitar player that has a rock and roll voice. Tom has a higher voice and he's a singer as well.
Yeah.
But I said, let's play music together and start, let's go.
So the three of you are now doing music together then, eh?
Yeah, we're going to be doing it in January.
Great. You have any you coming up with any kind of names for an outfit or whatever?
Well, it won't be Creedence Clearwater Revival.
I didn't think so, yeah.
That would really be unfair to the public, because John wouldn't be involved in it. But we haven't really thought about it in that respect. But the thing that I'm most excited about is that we're going to be creating music together and working together after many, many years.
Well, that's great. That sounds great. You must be having a good time then.
I'm having a great time, David.
All right. Well, what would some of your all-time favorite Creedence tunes be then?
Well, oddly enough, some of my favorites were some of the more obscure tunes.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I Hideaway on the Pendulum album
mm-hmm.
is one of my favorites. It's a very, very unique song, I think. I like Tombstone Shadow. That's on the new live album.
Mm-hmm.
I always like that tune. It's a nice, ballsy tune. And Don't Look Now, which is also on the live album. I think that song was had a real message to it, and I think it was one of John's more classic tunes lyrically.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's see. I like pretty much most of the material, but those were always fun to play, and Heard It Through the Grapevine was always fun because that was more of a loose format. We just got to sort of jam on that one.
Yeah, well, you always tended to put like one nice long jam per album on there.
Yeah.
Which was real neat.
That was always, I always look forward to the longer tunes because we could, just sort of stretch out a little bit and have a little more freedom.
So are those earlier albums, are all the early ones still, they're not all of them are still available?
They're all available.
They are?
I'm afraid that, it's tough. You go into the retail store and there's just so much room for each artist.
Uh-huh.
What the record company has been doing has been putting like our greatest hits in those areas, in those small slots, instead of putting the catalog in there. But
which is a shame.
Yeah, because I think that there are some real unique songs on each one of the albums. Willie and the Poor Boys.
Oh, I was just going to say, Willie and the Poor Boys. I haven't heard that album in years. I've been trying to find a copy.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I think if you would go to the retail store and just put in a request for it or something and just hopefully get back to the distributor. But for you, David, I will send you a copy of that one. I'll put that on my Christmas list for you.
That's great. I appreciate it. And it's been great talking to you. I can't believe it. You surprised me with a call yesterday, and I'm real happy that you called back. And best of luck to you, and keep in touch.
I definitely will, and the pleasure was really all mine.
Thanks again.
All right, David.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You still there?
Oh, yeah.
You want to do like a maybe a Christmas ID? And
sure.
Okay. I've got a little click-off switch here so that we can get a nice clean recording of just your voice.
Okay.
So I guess the only pertinent stuff would be KWFM Tucson, mm-hmm. and you can more or less say whatever you'd like.
All right.
And I'll flip this off so you won't be able to hear me.
All right. Hi, this is Doug Clifford of Creedence Clearwater Revival, wishing all the listeners of KWFM in Tucson a wonderful holiday.
Thanks again.
How's that?
Real good.
A take?
It's a take.
I love those first takes.
and do have a very Merry Christmas.
And you too. And I really appreciate the interview.
All right.
And if we get something out there, the at least three out of four of the lads, I'll probably calling you back up to let you know that it'll be out there.
Okay, I meant it when I said keep in touch.
Okay.
So we'll hear from you soon, hopefully.
Great, David.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.